WTAW news time is 5 minutes after six. It's 23 degrees right now. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Allen Honda, your Central Texas Honda dealer. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station firefighters dealt with temps in the mid-30s yesterday to put out a fire at a car wash. Investigators are still looking into the cause of the fire at Tigerland Car Wash, located along the southbound freeway frontage road near Rock Prairie. No neighboring businesses were affected and no one was injured. Last night, College Station police responded to a residence less than a mile from the police department in the 200 block of Krennic Tap Road. On arrival, officers learned an argument had occurred and the suspect pointed a gun at two different people, one of which was his wife. 30-year-old Stephen Bell of College Station was arrested on aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The gun was not fired and no one was injured. A Brazos County Sheriff's deputy arrested a Navasota woman for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, with the weapon being a car. According to the arrest report, a head-on crash on a county road south of Milliken was due to domestic violence. The victim, who was the suspect's ex-husband and a passenger, refused treatment at the scene for minor injuries. The ex-wife, 34-year-old Jacqueline Orozco of Navasota, told the deputy she rammed her car head-on into her ex's truck because she was trying to get him to talk with her. In the last 5 months, College Station police have investigated 10 cases of bank jugging. That's where people leaving banks or businesses with large amounts of money have been robbed in parking lots or were followed and their vehicles were later burglarized. CSPD has announced the arrests of three Houston men following stakeouts of two banks last week.
According to the arrest report, CSPD undercover officers spotted two cars that drove into the Chase Bank branch on South Texas, parked and left without anyone ever getting out. One car, which was spotted earlier doing the same thing at the Wells Fargo branch on Southwest Parkway, was stopped for not having a front license plate. The officer smelling and seeing marijuana led to searching the interior. A pair of rubber gloves was found along with a tool to break windows. The driver told investigators he was looking to follow someone exiting the bank carrying an envelope to break into their vehicle. The second car was tailed by police after the suspects were following a customer's car. An officer in a marked unit stopped the suspect's car, determined there was no insurance, and learned the driver had an invalid license. A search of the car led to the discovery of cloth gloves, a screwdriver, and a map showing bank locations in College Station, Bryan, Beaumont, and LaPorte. Both drivers and the passenger in the second car were arrested for unlawful use of a criminal instrument. Both drivers were also charged with driving with an invalid license. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A College Station man was arrested on eight charges at 1 in the morning last Friday at Premier Theater. According to Bryan Police, 28-year-old Brian Adams was drunk and had hit an employee. It took three officers to get Adams in the patrol vehicle. A Bryan police officer making a traffic stop for not dimming headlights led to the arrests of a Louisiana couple. One was wanted in Louisiana for making terroristic threats. Both were arrested after officers found several manila envelopes containing 42 counterfeit $10 and $20 bills. And nearly 2 years ago, a motel clerk noticed a woman checking in with a black eye and called Bryan police. That led to the arrest of the boyfriend for hitting the woman and threatening to stab her in the neck. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced 32-year-old Daryl Berry entered a plea agreement where he was sentenced to 10 years in prison for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after six. It's 23 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Allen Honda. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For most of us, this Christmas will be a wonderful holiday at home with friends and loved ones. And Starfire reminds us to consider our brave men and women serving overseas and thank them for their service and sacrifice. Starfire, 979-776-2215.
Bryan Broadcasting encourages you to go local by supporting our local businesses. When you shop, live, look, and dine locally, your tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley, helping provide the services that make Bryan College Station a great place to live. You also help businesses grow, providing more jobs. Bryan Broadcasting and Pet Supplies Plus, What's the Buzz, and the Chocolate Gallery featuring Sienna's Cakes all remind you to go local.
Good morning, it's 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Lots of sunshine today, but there won't be a whole lot of warmth from that sun. Wind chill advisory in effect through 9. Sunny and about 40 to 45 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight with a hard freeze. Sunshine tomorrow, close to 50. High pressure keeps it clear tomorrow night. Lows will be 35 to 40. We'll see more sun during the day on Wednesday. Temperatures Wednesday between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Brad Mitchell this week. Coming up in sports, going to be talking Aggie hoops. A little up and down action this weekend. This past Saturday, the men got the loss. The ladies got the win. Make sure I get that one correct. Also, the Texans and the Cowboys both playing very pivotal games yesterday, and they both came out on top. So we'll talk about that. Some good stuff going on. All that more coming up in sports.
That's a shame, Cowboys.
You and my dad, man.
But. The Texans may have found a quarterback they don't have to pay an arm and a leg for.
Well, they're still paying Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, so. They are. Yeah.
But yeah.
But I was listening a little bit of that broadcast yesterday, and Andre Ware said, you know, this guy's been in the system longer than Osweiler has, so
no
reason not to have any confidence in him.
Definitely has.
Well, and again, he wins. 11. That's what that feels like out there. 11, okay? That's the chill factor.
I believe it.
It's out of the north at 13. Yeah, I just watched the thermometer in the old car just plummet as we got here. Yeah. And what'd you say, 23, huh?
23 is what I have.
You know, if we go to that centigrade or Celsius thing today, it's minus
-5. Yeah.
That can make us really feel cold if we want to.
Burr.
That's all right. We'll check around the country. We got really nothing to complain about.
Yeah, well, and just be careful with little ice patches.
Could be.
Because
yep.
I was just walking out of my house on my my little sidewalk.
Oh, yeah?
There was just and I could tell it looked wet, but I knew it was cold.
That's
enough.
That's right, yep.
So just be careful even when you're walking outside, let alone while you're driving.
Probably going to be freezing again tonight. probably not going to do water pipe busting stuff, but because it doesn't stay frozen that long, but it's not going to be really nice to be outside until about Wednesday if you can keep from it. Again, the sunshine, but not much to say as far as the warmth is concerned. All right, so story today about I need to get a drink here. On a recent flight from Oakland, California to Kansas City, the captain of the aircraft went on the PA system to announce the passengers had consumed all the alcohol on the plane.
I heard about this, yeah.
God, Captain congratulated the passengers on the feat, which he says he has never seen happen in his career.
And where was the flight headed to?
It was Oakland to Kansas City, 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Wow.
I was about to say, if I was heading to Kansas City this past weekend, I might have might have joined in that.
I just, you know, like flights to Vegas or flights to, you know, other party-ish cities.
New Orleans, something
New Orleans,
like that.
Yeah. Not to Kansas City, though.
They probably stock up appropriately.
True.
On those flights.
So Vegas, probably have a few more little bottles.
Keep that in mind. I'm just saying, you know, how many angry passengers were there, though, on top of everything else? I mean, we had a story about a drunk flight attendant last week. We've heard about drunk pilots, but now, love those passengers.
Info.
Mation.
And since you got to pay for it, you know, that stuff's not cheap. I figure it's better to drink before you get on the airplane.
Well, airport's not much cheaper.
Yeah, that's point. All right.
Of course, there's good barbecue in Kansas City, and nothing tops off some barbecue spare ribs like
that's
tall, cool Bud Light.
There you go. You got that.
This is State Representative Kyle Cassell wishing you all the timeless treasures that Christmas has to offer. May you be blessed with the warmth of your home, the love of your family, peace, and happiness. May the gifts we share this season be a reminder of God's precious gift to us. And may your Christmas be filled with His love forever. From the Cassell family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas.
Political ad paid for by Kyle Cassell campaign.
Be about the December the 19th. It's day 354. We got 12 of them to go. You know, this is that deal with Christmas on Sunday. You think it's a long way off, but it's going to sneak up on you.
It's
I'm just saying.
Get you.
Yeah, you need to make your plans. In the meantime, well, this is rather appropriate, I guess. Today is Oatmeal Muffin Day.
get a muffin, and it's kind of healthy because it's oatmeal, so that's okay.
I don't know if I've ever had or heard of an oatmeal muffin.
Oh, is that right? Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
You know, like a bran muffin. And
Do that, though.
Okay.
I got some oatmeal in here. I mean, if you want to go ahead and we can whip up a batch this morning.
Can
we? Probably not. I don't know.
That sounds healthy. I don't like it.
Yeah, okay.
Too healthy for Zach.
That's right, exactly.
It's not fried.
And it's also look for an evergreen day today. Okay.
All right.
That should be pretty easy.
Christmas tree lot. That's what I would suggest. Okay, we got some birthdays.
Birthdays. Really not much going on today.
Okay.
One of the big ones, Jake Gyllenhaal, is turning whatever age he is today.
So he's on Broadway now.
Really?
He is. He's doing Broadway
really?
Play
Can
he now.
Sing?
Yep, apparently so.
By the way, he's turning 36.
Today. There you go. All right.
Okay. And he was also, believe it or not, one of his early appearances was in City Slickers. He was Billy Crystal's son.
Oh, is that right?
So there you go.
Now, and he did a Bottle Rocket. Was he in Bottle Rocket? Is that right?
October Sky.
October Sky. I knew it was something to have to do with the. Well, I knew it had something to do with astronomy, but I didn't remember.
That makes
what it
sound a lot more positive.
Yeah,
than the
there you go. Okay. Yeah.
Alyssa Milano is also having a birthday today.
Yeah.
She is turning 44. So Alyssa Milano, I'm a big fan. Al Kaline is having a birthday today. Boy, Baseball Hall of Famer.
Uh-huh.
And he has been around for a while. He's turning 82.
Gee.
Cicely Tyson is having a birthday today as well. She is turning 92.
Okay.
And that's really all I've got. There isn't a whole heck of a lot going on.
Well, we got Mike Lookinland, who is Bobby on the Brady Bunch, is 56 today.
And he was the baby, right? Uh-huh. The baby son?
Yep. Bobby. Tim Reed from WKRP. He's 72 years old today. Ronan Farrow, Mia Farrow's boy, who's been in the news, right? Is that right, an Entertainment Tonight type person?
You got maybe. Me, Scott.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Janie Frankie, country singer, 64. And Jennifer Beals was in Flashdance, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah
okay.
Yeah.
Pretty good dancer. She's 53. I guess I'm surprised she's really that young because I thought Flashdance was a long time ago. But anyway, yeah, and you're right. That's pretty much as far as birthdays are concerned.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum at Texas A&M University is dedicated to preserving and making available the records and artifacts of George H.W. Bush, 41st President of the United States. The Bush Library promotes civic literacy, increased historical understanding of our national experience, and fosters a community of public service and volunteerism. They offer rich educational and public programs, original museum exhibits, and access to archival holdings. Learn more about events, exhibits, and educational programs. Log on to bush41.org.
Bryan Broadcasting encourages you to go local by supporting our local businesses. When you shop, live, look, and dine locally, your tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley, helping provide the services that make Bryan College Station a great place to live. You also help businesses grow, providing more jobs. Bryan Broadcasting and Pet Supplies Plus, What's the Buzz, and the Chocolate Gallery featuring Sienna's Cakes all remind you to go local.
Rasa K with your money now. A new report from IBM Security finds ransomware attacks increased 6,000% this year compared to 2015. Ransomware is malicious code that locks a computer or device until payment is received. IBM says the code is found in almost 40% of all spam messages and is usually activated when the recipient clicks on a malicious link or opens a harmful attachment. The 17 people President-elect Trump selected as of Friday for his cabinet or for posts with cabinet rank have well over $9.5 billion in combined wealth. This collection of wealth is greater than that of the 43 million least wealthy American households combined, over a third of the 126 million households total in the U.S. The Dow Jones Industrial Average notched its sixth week of gains in a row, but stocks wrapped up in the red on Friday. The S&P 500 was down 4 points, the Dow fell 8, and the Nasdaq slid 19. Futures are trending upward. And that's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-206-5761. That's 1-800-206-5761. 1-800-206-5761. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Green Teams welcomes Texas A&M Student Business Services to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M Student Business Services uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Good news! Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with a new Lennox Home Comfort System. Best of all, at Barker's, they have plenty of options for high-efficiency heating for any budget, so feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-0618 or online at barkerservices.com. License TACLA 28101C. Now through December 31st, get 15% off any furnace. Get your free estimate today.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Senate Democrats, they're in panic mode after a report by the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies that shows minorities are underrepresented in Democratic staff positions on Capitol Hill. And Politico points out that African Americans and Latinos, they represent more than a third of self-identified Democrats nationwide, but they hold less than 3% of senior staff positions for Senate Democrats. Despite liberals constantly claiming Republicans are racist and bigoted, it turns out that the senator with the most diverse office and this staff is Republican. Last month, a Senate staffer reluctantly told the New York Daily News, quote, "The lone black chief of staff in the entire U.S. Senate works for South Carolina Republican Tim Scott. You know, his office may be the most diverse in the entire Senate." Sounds like the Democrats have a lot of soul searching to do.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
Not available in all states.
Hey, you two. What brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Our recent Irby's Froyo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
It serves frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds.
Recent Irby's provided us with everything we needed. They even help you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
How do I get a Froyo robot of my own?
Just go to FroyoRobots.com and enter promo code 2525. But hurry, because they're going fast. FroyoRobots.com. Promo code 2525.
What are you doing at the mall? We're checking on our robot. Your robot that gives people frozen yogurt in 60 seconds. Yeah. That's a fascinating commercial.
It is. Yeah. And it's been going on for a while.
Yeah. And you know what? They advertise because it works.
I've still never seen one.
I haven't either. They're great on college campuses. Oh, yeah. You might want to check and see if it's legal for you to be on college campuses. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, I hope they do wonderfully. I'm just, yeah. What are you doing today? Oh, we're going to check on our yogurt robots. Okay. Police in West Virginia stopped a guy because he was speeding, and their words all over the road. But there actually were other issues. For example, police noticed the car's front fender was off and debris was falling from the car. Oh, yeah, and it was riding on three tires and a rim. But aside from that, everything was just fine. Police finally stopped the car behind an auto parts store. It was at that point that they charged the man with driving under the influence of alcohol. He said, well, he was just driving to the auto parts store to buy the parts that he needed for his car for the repairs he thought he could make himself. Because when your fender, because, you know, you walk into the auto parts store and you say, hey, have you got a fender for a 1982, you know, Ford Taurus or whatever? Mm-hmm. Just saying. At least he's telling the truth. Did you watch The Sound of Music last night, just by the way?
No.
Okay. Have you seen it before?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All
yeah,
right. Okay. All right.
Okay. We saw it in school. I mean, it
really?
Was... Really? Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Really?
I have never seen that
You've
movie.
Never seen
no,
it?
Never have. I mean, I've seen like little parts
of it. I mean, it's a
it.
Musical, sure, so sure, I can, sure. you know, if you're not into that
That's
thing.
True. Well,
but...
I mean, sometimes I do, but the, and I know, and it's a classic and all that, and Hills, mm-hmm. you know, Hills yeah. of, you know, Alive
yeah,
with the Sound of Music.
I saw it in school at least okay. once or twice.
Well, there you go. Anyway, that was on last night.
Okay.
We missed that, but we'll tell you what's on TV tonight later on.
It's the Monday before Christmas, and you're probably heading into work looking for something to lift your spirits. Well, how about a laugh? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Apparently, cops in Florida are looking for a suspect who robbed a gas station near Tampa recently. That doesn't sound too funny, but the reason it is because he was sporting a fake beard that looks like it was drawn on using Sharpie. Whoever it was had a red bandana covering their hair. A security camera got a clear shot of their face where you can see the fake beard, and it doesn't look realistic at all. But the crazy part is that the terrible disguise might have actually worked. Police initially described the suspect as a heavy-set white male in his 30s or 40s, but when you look at the picture, it looks like it apparently might have been a woman and not a guy at all. The sheriff's department posted something on Twitter last week to clarify that it might not be a guy. The original report was based off what witnesses said, so apparently they thought it was a guy. It's not clear how much money they stole, but another camera got a shot of the truck they drove off in, so hopefully the cops can track him down. I saw a picture of the alleged suspect, and indeed, it looks as though the fake beard was drawn on. Wow. The things people can get away with these days. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
There you go. Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 627. Let's have a look at the weather. I know you want to hear about this. 41 will be our high temperature today. It's still going to be windy, though. Winds out of the north at 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour, so the chill factor is going to stay below freezing probably all day long. Tonight, we're back down to 27. We have sunshine. Now, that's not a problem. Really, that's a good thing with the cold temperatures. You sure don't want any moisture out there. But anyway, sunny skies will be up to 51 tomorrow, then up to about 63 on Wednesday is what they're telling us. So that'll be nice, but expect to freeze again tonight. Currently, winds out of the north at 13. We have a chill factor of 11. Fair skies and the air temperature is 23.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 to implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
In order to get good medical care, you not only have to have a great doctor, you have to be a great patient. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Listen up to learn how to get guaranteed Christmas delivery on all orders.
So I always have big plans to start my shopping early. Then something always seems to get in the way, like, life. But regardless of when I start my shopping, the gifts are the one thing I can actually get done and done right, thanks to thecompanystore.com. And I can do all my shopping from the convenience of, well, just about anywhere. They're known for their quality bedding and bath, but thecompanystore.com also makes great homemade gifts that are perfect for literally everyone in my family. And if you know my family, that's a gift in itself.
This gift season, check out thecompanystore.com. They've been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years. From cozy family pajamas to the perfect pillow and more, including travel gifts, sweaters, scarves, mittens, terry robes, holiday decor, even gifts for your pets. Order between November 29th and December 21st for guaranteed Christmas delivery plus free shipping. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code ELF before December 21st.
Even though we have the best health care available than anywhere else on the planet,
preventable medical errors are the third leading cause of death in the United States, right behind heart disease and cancer.
Leslie Mickelson, author of The Patient's Playbook, says you have to become involved and become a partner in your own health care.
So, for example, if you're an inpatient in a hospital, you know, on average, each inpatient in the hospital, the data show, has a medication error a day. Most not significant, but some of them are. So what I encourage people to do if they're an inpatient is have somebody with them who review their chart to make sure that everything on it is accurate.
And Leslie says he sees this frequently.
We saw this just the other day with a patient of ours who was in the hospital, had an allergy to penicillin, and was about to be given a significant dosage of penicillin, which would have triggered a very substantial allergic reaction. And the patient's advocate was with her and said, wait a minute, my mother's allergic to penicillin. You've got to give her a different antibiotic.
It's important to understand that medicine is a service business.
If you talk to people who are lawyers, accountants, strategic planners, advertisers, people that provide services, they will tell you that they can provide a higher level of service if they have a more engaged client. And that's what I'm suggesting people do with their physicians. Become engaged.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 23 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station fire investigators are still looking into the cause of a fire yesterday at the Tigerland Car Wash. No one was injured and no adjacent businesses were impacted, according to the fire department. Police reported an additional snag on area traffic since the car wash is located near the construction zone along Rock Prairie in Longmire. A College Station man was arrested last night for pointing a gun at his wife and another person during an argument. According to the College Station police, the incident occurred at a residence in the 200 block of Crinictap Road, less than a mile from the police department. The gun was not fired and no one was injured. 30-year-old Stephen Bell was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. A Navasota woman tells a Brazos County Sheriff's deputy she rammed her car head-on into her ex-husband's truck because she was trying to get him to talk with her. According to the arrest report, the crash involving 34-year-old Jacqueline Orozco was near her ex's home south of Milliken. She was taken to the emergency room for treatment of a knee injury before she was taken to jail on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The ex-husband and a passenger refused treatment for minor injuries at the scene of the crash. A stakeout by College Station police outside a local bank may have saved customers from being crime victims.
Undercover officers watching activity outside the Chase Bank branch on South Texas saw a parked car with two men who never got out. According to the arrest report, when two customers left the bank and got in their car, they were followed by the suspects. That led police to notify a street patrol unit who stopped the suspect's car. After finding out the suspect's car had no insurance and the driver had an invalid license, the car was searched. Officers found cloth gloves, a screwdriver, and a map showing bank locations in College Station, Bryan, Beaumont, and LaPorte. This was one of two incidents involving the crime called a bank jugging. On the same day, CSPD saw a second car at the Chase branch, which earlier was seen by officers at the Wells Fargo branch on Southwest Parkway. Police followed the driver after he parked and sat a while in his car before leaving. The car was stopped for not having a front license plate. The officer smelled and saw marijuana, and that led to a search. According to the arrest report, after the officer found rubber gloves and a tool to break windows, the driver said he was looking to follow someone exiting the bank carrying an envelope so he could burglarize their vehicle. Both drivers and the passenger in the first car were arrested for unlawful use of a criminal instrument. Both drivers were also charged with driving with an invalid license. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan man with a criminal history has admitted to threatening his girlfriend with a knife last year. According to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, 32-year-old Daryl Berry also physically assaulted the woman numerous times. The plea agreement included punishment of 10 years for the aggravated assault, which took place while Berry and the woman were in a motel room smoking methamphetamine with friends. Berry's criminal history includes a robbery and possessing illegal drugs. A Bryan Police canine unit conducting a traffic stop on Highway 21 near the HEB store led to the arrest of a couple from Louisiana. According to the arrest report, 42-year-old Roddy Blackburn and his wife, 46-year-old Sherry Williamson, told the officer they were in town for a work conference and on their way to the hotel. The officer noticed open beer cans on the back floorboard, which Williamson claimed as hers. A check of the couple's driver's license showed Blackburn had a warrant in Louisiana for terroristic threats. He was arrested and a citation for open container was issued to Williamson. The officer then conducted a search of the vehicle and found multiple envelopes containing counterfeit $10 and $20 bills. After further investigation and interviews, officers learned the couple had made several purchases that day, and both were arrested for forgery. A total of 42 counterfeit bills were confiscated. It took three police officers to restrain a drunk man who hit an employee at the Bryan Premier Movie Theater at 1 in the morning last Friday. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, one officer had the suspect on the ground when a second arrived on scene. As both officers attempted to get the suspect to his feet, he became belligerent, yelling, kicking, and eventually spitting on both officers. With the help of a third officer, the suspect was restrained and put in the patrol car and taken to the emergency room for a blood draw since he spit on the officers. He continued to yell obscenities in the ER until he was transported to the Brazos County Jail. 28-year-old Brian Adams of College Station was booked on 8 total counts, including public intoxication, harassment of a public servant, and resisting arrest. And the Dallas Zoo is celebrating a big birthday, and I mean big.
Jenny has turned 40. Jenny is the oldest African elephant at the Dallas Zoo and is a fan favorite. She arrived in 1986 and has surpassed the 38-year average life expectancy for a female African elephant in captivity. She's part of the zoo's herd of aging elephants that officials call the Golden Girls. She shares 11 acres with other elephants, giraffes, and zebras. Her birthday cake is made of pumpkins, grapefruits, banana leaves, pomegranate, celery, and kale. John Pendolino, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 23 degrees. You can text us in at 979-695-1620. This Will Get News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. It's a great resource. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595 or email him at sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Hi, I'm David Stennis with the Bank and Trust. Helping my clients reach their financial goals is my goal. Put my expertise at work for you today, and together, we will succeed. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Jared Salvato with the Bank and Trust. Working with you or your business to ensure your financial needs are being met is what I do best. Give me a call. I'd love to be your banker. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. It's a great resource. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595 or email him at sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Find holiday gifts for everyone on your list at Messina Hoff Winery and Resort. Premium wine, specialty foods, gift baskets, and more. Messina Hoff is your one-stop shopping place. Shop online at store.messinahoff.com or come by the Messina Hoff Retail Center located on Old Reliance Road in Bryan. Messina Hoff Winery and Resort.
Almost 640, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine and cold for today. We have a wind chill advisory in effect through 9 o'clock, so bundle up. All that sunshine today that we'll see will only lead to a high of 40 to 45. Hard freeze likely again tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 25 to 30 overnight. Sunshine tomorrow, not quite as cold, will reach 50 tomorrow afternoon. Generally clear tomorrow night, 35 to 40. It'll be sunny on Wednesday and milder, highs Wednesday 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor filling in for Brad Mitchell this week on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to be talking Aggie men's and women's hoops. The guys fell a little bit short, but they had a great comeback. Hear what Coach Kennedy had to say after the loss on Saturday against number 19 Arizona. The ladies pulled out a win against Southern on their way out. Actually, we're right next to the airport on their way out to Orlando. They'll be there this week taking part in a tournament out that way. And the Cowboys and Texans both pulled off big-time wins, wins that they needed yesterday. We'll talk about that more coming up in sports.
Well, and you know, the Miss World contest was over the weekend.
Oh, was yeah?
It? Yeah, I didn't know that.
Missed
I didn't either.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll
if
we'll,
it ain't Miss USA, I don't...
Yeah, and we'll have the results later on today because okay. I know all America wants to know. So.
Hey, Scott, real quick.
Yeah.
And this is something I know this is in the sports realm.
Sure.
But a group of American skiers are going to be posing nude in a calendar to help raise funding for the professional ski tour.
Oh, excellent.
Five female and six male skiers, and it's called Under the Suit, the Bodies of the Ski Team. It's a calendar.
There's a professional ski tour?
Apparently there is.
Okay.
Well, you know, if you guys hadn't bought my Christmas present yet.
Yeah. To follow them
around.
It's a
great idea.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know if it's going to be like ESPN's The Body Issue.
I'm assuming.
You can see everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, if these people are, like, skiing, how are you going to find the angle to...
That's a good, well, or maybe they're in the studio. I mean, maybe they go into a studio and actually sit still.
Because I wouldn't want to ski naked.
It says either on the slopes or mountain biking in Chile and New Zealand or pumping iron at their local gym in Park City, Utah.
Mountain biking naked?
So it's action shots. Yeah, that sounds painful, doesn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
maybe it's the easy course, not too many bumps.
Oh, my God.
Okay, fine, but still.
Say they want to raise around $110,000.
Okay. Well, good luck. How much do the calendars cost? Does it say?
No, it does not.
Okay.
So
right,
probably $19.95.
Yeah.
Something like that. Plus shipping and handling. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you get a second calendar free. Yeah. Oh, no, that's something else.
Thanks,
sorry.
Really nice.
Okay. There you go. So, all right. So today is the day that they actually go and do this electoral college thing.
Mm-hmm.
So who are the electors? They are people chosen by the state political parties to cast ballots for president and vice president. The electors can be state party leaders or elected officials. Sometimes they, in fact, are individuals with a personal connection to a candidate. For instance, Bill Clinton is a New York elector this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Number of electors each state has is equal to the number of representatives and senators in Congress. So there's a total of 538 in total, which includes three extra electors that come from D.C. So the electors will meet in their state capitals. They'll meet in their states, and they generally do it at their state capital, where they'll cast two votes, one for president, one for vice president, and then prepare what is called a certificate of vote with the results, which is then mailed or delivered via courier to the National Archives, where it becomes part of the nation's official records, and to Congress. So they mail it.
What if somebody had like a heist where they...
Yeah. Oh,
that's the next National Treasure movie. Somebody stole the electoral...
There you go. That's it. So do electors have to vote according to the popular vote results in their states? Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that's what we're hearing.
Right.
Okay. We know that there's one right here in Texas who's going to buck the vote and not vote for Trump. Nothing in the Constitution or in federal law binds the electors to vote a particular way. There are some state laws that bind them to vote according to the popular vote outcome in the state. Others are bound for more informal pledges. They just say, yep, okay, I'll do it. So who counts the votes? Well, on Friday, January the 6th, members of the House and the Senate will meet in the chamber to count the votes. Vice President Joe Biden is the departing president of the Senate, expected to preside over the count, during which every state's vote is opened and announced in alphabetical order. Biden will then declare the winner based on who has the majority of at least 270. And so is that it? Well, no. At that point, Biden will ask if there are any objections, and lawmakers can then challenge either individual electoral votes or state results as a whole. If an elector has chosen to vote against the state results, that's the moment when lawmakers can petition to throw that vote out. So we're really not done yet.
And that's the thing, too. I mean, obviously, if you have a state representative or a local representative, if they don't choose your way, you just don't reelect them. But there's really no reprimands or discipline for an electoral electoral person not voting the way your state did.
Exactly right. So OPA did an interview with Michelle and OPA together. And
was that last night? I thought that was coming out this week.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's tonight. I don't know. I remember seeing it and asking my wife if she wanted to see it, and she said no. Michelle and OPA together.
Yeah.
Anyway, Michelle has said, well, she feels there's no hope in America.
Really?
Well,
Michelle is talking to other people than we are, I guess.
I
thought they had enough hope and change over the past 8 years, right?
A Debbie Downer. Yeah, there was plenty of change. I don't know about hope, but there was. Anyhow, so, of course, P.E. Trump goes ahead and fires back on that.
Oh, of course.
Yep. He said, we have tremendous hope, and we have tremendous promise and tremendous potential. And I actually think she made that statement not meaning it the way that it came out. Okay, so she misspoke.
Kind of like whenever she said she wasn't ever proud about America her husband was elected.
Until, he got elected, and then she could be proud of America. I'm so glad she decided to stay up until the point that she finally became proud. Donald Trump is apparently going to name Sylvester Stallone, to something to do with the National Endowment for the Arts.
Really?
So, yeah, yeah.
All right.
We'll see how that works out.
We need an action thing. It'd be like the Expendables 5 or whatever.
Yeah, have him come out and do that. And again, that's the problem is, getting the lighting right for him to come out and make an announcement, make sure the makeup's okay. It could take a while. Mm. President P.E. Trump held an off-the-record conversation with reporters last night. Lasted about 30 minutes at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach. That's where the family's hanging out. There are more in the last 140 days, we have not had an actual formal news conference from Mr. Trump. But now that he's P.E., he actually talked about a whole lot of things, but since it's off the record, we'll never find out about it. He had his advisors there, and Rince Priebus, who's going to be his chief of staff. So he apparently answered some questions, at least for the media, and that was last night. So
he hasn't tweeted this morning.
Oh, that's right.
But yesterday, yes. P.E. Trump.
Yeah.
If my many supporters acted and threatened people like those who lost the election are doing, they would be scorned and called terrible names.
Wow. And did he spell everything right?
He did. Okay. He did this time.
You're going to need some ointment for that burn.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes his thumbs get a little too fast for him. Fat thumbs.
And again,
it happens.
Look, we all need spell check.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of what makes us, look like we know what we're talking about. And I guess there's no spell check on Twitter. Is that right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And on Saturday, this one was fun.
Yeah.
We should tell China that we don't want the drone they stole back. Let them keep it.
Oh, listen to him.
I'm not sure. I didn't hear about the stolen drone.
Either.
Maybe because he's on vacation. Oh, yeah. They found it. It was in the ocean.
Here it is. Yeah. China steals, because he also tweeted, China steals United States Navy research drone in international waters, rips it out of the water, and takes it to China, an unprecedented act.
There you go. So that's it. And again, so maybe it's because he's on vacation that he's not because normally
not tweeting quite as much.
Yeah, tweets like at 5 in the morning, his time. But anyway, we'll keep a watch on it. Chelsea is charged with doing that today.
If
we have anything, then you'll hear it here pretty much first.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You could call them suburban legends. They're myths that apply to gardening, and winter certainly has its fair share. Let's examine a few, and we're going to point out the true facts of the matters. Remember, as you listen through my list, that each of these that I'm going to be talking about is a falsehood. Then we'll prove the true facts. I'll be back with details right after this message. Are you looking for the recommended varieties of fruit and pecan trees for your part of Texas? You need to contact Womack Nursery in De Leon. They grow most of their nursery stock. They will be available mid-December through mid-March each year. They've been doing it for generations. They work hand-in-hand with Texas A&M to have the recommended varieties available for you. They have a huge selection of many types of nut and fruit trees. You can order by phone at 254-893-6497. Request their catalog. That's 254-893-6497. Or you can order online anytime at womacknursery.com. W-O-M-A-C-K, womacknursery.com. Their catalog is a great reference. The website is a beautiful and very useful, helpful website. They're in De Leon, right in the heart of Texas, 2551 State Highway 6 in De Leon, womacknursery.com. That's Womack's in De Leon, Texas. So we're talking about garden myths in today's program, and myth number one is that poinsettias are poisonous. Parts of many of our common plants, like daffodils and oaks, rhubarb, tomatoes, azaleas, Carolina jessamine, and angel's trumpet, among many others, are poisonous. Poinsettias, however, are not. That is a myth. That research was conducted at The Ohio State University back in the mid-70s. The results were published in 1975. Urban myths are hard to break, and it's been hanging around for a long, long time. Myth number two is that crepe myrtle should be topped. This is a barbaric process. It's been ruining crepe myrtles almost as long as Texans have grown them. Who knows how it was started? Contrary to what uninformed people will tell you, topping crepe myrtles does not improve their flowering. Research from Dr. Gary Knox with the University of Florida has shown that any level of pruning that affects the top growth of crepe myrtles, whether it's winter topping or summer removal of seed heads, slows down additional bloom and reduces the total time the plant shows color. And topping ruins a crepe myrtle's natural shape forever. You never, ever, ever want to top a crepe myrtle for any purported reason. If it's too tall where you have it and you're having to prune to control height, put it somewhere else. Move it, transplant it. Myth number three, trees and shrubs do not grow in winter. Well, that's not the true fact at all. In fact, they grow a lot of roots in the wintertime, and that's a very important thing, and that's why we need to keep them moist during the cold months even. Myth number four, leaving fallen leaves on the lawn will protect the grass during the winter. Those who make this claim probably will show you the grass that has remained green beneath the leaves. The problem is that grass may also be subject to diseases, and if the leaves ever blow away and then you get a cold norther in the process, you could see more damage than you should. Myth number five, if a plant is winter hardy in your area, you can also grow it outdoors in a pot. That's risky for many types of plants, and people will try to do it. You lose about two hardiness zones for any given plant when you grow it above ground because the root systems are so exposed at that point. Myth number six, you don't have to water in the winter because the plants aren't growing. They tie back in with that other myth, and the fact is you do need to water, maybe not very often, and you certainly need to honor any water curtailments that are put upon you, but you do need to water in the wintertime. I'm Neil Sperry, and we're going to give you some of the facts about tree trunks in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks a lot for listening, and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. It's 6:52. Well, it was an up-and-down weekend for Aggie hoops. The guys fell just short of pulling off a miraculous comeback against Arizona on Saturday, falling to the 19th-ranked Wildcats 67-63 in Houston. Now, the Aggies were actually down by 22 at one point before going on an 18-0 run to pull it close late. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy following the loss.
The more disciplined team won. You know, you've got to give Arizona credit. I thought they were really efficient offensively and made us have to guard on the whole clock. And then defensively, they forced 14 turnovers, and our ball toughness wasn't very good. And we got to learn from it. We got to get better. But Arizona, I thought, was really good.
Coach Kennedy and the guys fall to 7-3 on the year, with all three of those losses coming against ranked teams. Now for the women, it was a good showing in H-Town as they blew past Southern 81-58. Five Aggies scored in double figures, with three posting double-doubles as the Maroon and White improved to 8-2 on the year. And as I mentioned earlier, they're in Orlando this week taking part in the Sunshine State Classic. They will tip things off tomorrow at noon against Dayton. Head out to the Gridiron yesterday, where it was a nail-biter in Houston.
First and goal, trying to take control of the game. Baxton and I, Lamar Miller and Jay Prosh. First and goal at the one. Savage digs in. Handoff, Miller running, left side. He's got it! Touchdown, Houston! The Texans tie the game and can take the lead on an extra point.
And they would, as they rally past the Jacksonville Jaguars 21-20. Texans starting QB Brock Osweiler threw two interceptions before being benched in the second quarter. Backup Tom Savage came on to throw for 260 yards in the victory. Here's Coach Bill O'Brien.
I just try to make decisions in the best interest of the team. Any decision that we make here is always made in the best interest of the team. And at that point in time, I just felt like that was the best decision at that point in time for the team. And I think we've got three really talented quarterbacks here. I really do. And you can call BS on that. You can say whatever you want. I think we have really talented quarterback room. And we don't make decisions on, you know, how much a guy gets paid. We make decisions on how what's the best way to win a game. And that was the decision we made today. And I thought, today it worked out okay.
Now, with the win, the Texans improved to 8-6 and remain tied with the Tennessee Titans for first place in the AFC South. By the way, Jaguars coach Gus Bradley was fired immediately after the Jags' ninth straight loss. In Dallas, the Cowboys were duking it out with the red-hot Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Now it's second and goal at the two. Now Keith Smith's in at fullback in front of Elliott. And they're going to give it to Elliott coming left. There's a big hole from Leary and Smith, and Elliott walks the dog.
The boys jumped out to a big first half lead and were able to stave off a late Buccaneers run to pick up the victory 26-20. Coach Jason Garrett called it a hard-fought team victory.
When something went wrong for one group, the other group went out there, made a stop, made a play, did something to make a difference in the ball game. And I thought the fight was all over the field tonight. I just thought we battled, scratched, clawed throughout, and certainly did enough to win the game.
Dallas QB Dak Prescott threw for 279 yards, and Ezekiel Elliott ran for 159 in a score as the boys improved to 12-2. Now, with the Buccaneers' loss, the Washington Redskins have a chance to move into the second NFC wildcard spot tonight, but to do it, they'll have to get past the reigning NFC champion Carolina Panthers. Kickoff is at 7:25 in D.C. with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. On the hardwood, LaMarcus Aldridge scored 22 points, and the San Antonio Spurs paid tribute to Tim Duncan on his jersey retirement night with a 113-100 victory over New Orleans yesterday. Meanwhile, rookie Dorian Finney-Smith scored a season-high 17 points to lead the Dallas Mavericks past the Sacramento Kings 99-79. The Mavs will look to build on that momentum this evening as they visit the Denver Nuggets at 8. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
This is Jan at Toyotathon. How can I help you?
Hi, Jan. I've been having this unusual feeling all week. It feels like...
Did you say...
What does it mean?
Oh, that's just the feeling you get this time of year during
That's amazing!
Right? We've got plenty of great vehicles to choose from during Toyotathon and lots of great leases, plus low APR financing.
I'm going to Toyotathon as soon as I can.
Oh, I wouldn't wait. Toyotathon ends January 3rd. Don't miss out.
Whoa, what was that?
Oh, that's the sound of a missed opportunity.
Hurts my ears.
Sorry. Maybe I should have gone with a slide whistle.
Toyotathon is on. Right now, qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2017 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $399 a month for 36 months with $1499 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 1-3-17.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us best home builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click Marriott. MarriottHomes.com.
What would you be able to do with 45 horses? With a John Deere 45 horsepower tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, you'll conquer every chore from moving bales to shredding pastures and more. And you'll save money. Get a 5045E for as low as $13,499. Plus, John Deere 5E tractors now come with a no-cost, industry-leading 5-year powertrain warranty. Get to cptractor.com today. Offer ends December 31st, 2016. Restrictions apply. 5-year, 2,000 hours, whichever comes first. See the limited warranty for new John Deere turf and utility equipment at dealer for details.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radio and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Well, it's still freezing. You're going to be freezing for probably...